Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This time, an American Viscountess, I head west to Pentilly Castle in Cornwall, an exclusive wedding and private hire venue and home to the Coryton family. I help out with a high-powered clear-up operation on the croquet lawn.
It looks so fabulous.
I know. I mean, this is going to be a new look for me.
We need to try and start this. If this starts, winner, winner. If okay. Not, we'll be shouting for some okay. Support and help.
Look,
hang on.
I feel like a transformer in this.
Rule the world.
Oh, my God.
This might never stop.
Master the art of making the perfect bed.
And that's okay. What's dangling underneath.
Okay.
That's yeah. It. And then bring the bit that was foldy up here.
Yeah.
Down, and then you've got a nice tight corner.
And venture into the Victorian kitchen garden where nature is giving solace to war veterans. I'm Julie Montague, and this is American Viscountess. Pentilly Castle stands gloriously on the banks of the River Tamar in the southwest of Britain. It's the first time I visited Pentilly, and I can't wait to see Sammy again.
All right, something is going on here. There are chairs. Okay. Wow. Oh my
expected to see. I was like,
where's
Sammy? And then all of a sudden I see this machine. Hi.
Sorry. Welcome to Pentilly. How are you? Meet my leaf blower. Sorry, I'm not the expert, but all hands to the pump today. To
well, okay, so tell me what is happening here, because there's
we don't look very tidy. We don't look very ready.
You're tidying up.
We are tidying up. So there's been a wedding
right.
This weekend. So yeah, there's chairs needing to go in and out. Turn the house around, basically, ready for guests tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, okay. This is spectacular.
This is good.
The drive was fantastic.
And you brought beautiful weather, so you can come again anytime you like.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Absolutely, I will. But okay, so you're tidying up for a wedding, so you're obviously busy.
Yeah, come and help me.
I will come and help you.
Yeah, yep, perfect.
That's what I like to do.
The leaf blower for you, Julie?
I'm going to leave the leaf blower in your very capable hands.
We need it for confetti in a minute, so come on through.
Wonderful. I'm walking into a castle.
A little one, did
you? I know.
But
it's
welcome
still a castle.
To Pentilly. Absolutely. I don't want to drop your bags there. That would be amazing.
Perfect.
She's totally taking liberties with guests arriving
I
like this.
I love it.
She's not normally allowed in the house, so we'll.
I love her.
At least the hoovering hasn't happened quite yet. Whoops.
In this room, wedding parties celebrate under the sparkle of the Waterford crystal chandeliers and the watchful eye of the first happy couple of Pentilly.
We've got Sir James Tilly and Elizabeth, his wife.
Right.
So Sir James Tilly built the house in 1698. So very important man for us.
Very important man. Is that who I, that's
yes.
who I passed there?
Met him on his statue at the front.
That's what I thought. Okay, so yeah. he built the house 1698.
Yeah. 320 something years ago.
Okay,
so, masses.
Okay.
Print.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he built the house in 1698 and yeah, he chose, I think, a pretty good spot. Look at this view.
What do you think?
Oh my God.
Hello, England.
Hello.
That's England.
And the weather.
And the weather. And
that
this is Cornwall.
England.
That's England. This is Cornwall.
But this is what, you know, every American thinks and everybody around the world, when you come to England, this is the view that
the
you
green
think
and pleasant land.
Yes.
Do you know what
you put it
Sorry,
perfectly.
Sorry, so cliche. Yes.
And the big lawn for croquet match or whatever. And
that's right.
The tidy up begins here.
Confetti needs to be cleared up. And
well, hello.
This is Chrissy, our wedding coordinator. Julie.
So you are the wedding coordinator. Well, this is fantastic. I mean, I kind of wish I had gotten married here.
How many weddings do you do a year?
Around about 25 to 30.
Right. That's a lot.
Different sizes.
Yeah.
From Diddy.
Little tiny ones, but just two, which is so lovely. You can feel the emotion in the rooms. They are absolutely spectacular. Right the way through to weddings with 200 people down here on the lawn with a marquee. Yeah.
Incredible.
And every single one is different. They are... They're all memorable for their own right reasons. It's lovely.
And I love it that you're in your heels. They're fantastic.
Aim high.
That's right, aim
Chrissy
high.
Loves a heel. I, on the other hand, do not.
No, you're same with me. But Sammy, how long have you been having weddings here? Because that's a big part of your business since, here at Pantelli, right?
Yeah, it is actually. So since before we opened, so 2008 was the first one.
Right. So that's going for a good 13 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's,
I mean, if you count, you know, the year that didn't exist. But it's a big part of your business here.
It is, yeah. Weddings and private hire. So families come and they stay for the whole weekend, don't they, Chrissy? They take over the castle for
they do.
Two or three days. Yeah, or even a week.
What can I do to help?
Well, we need to get the confetti cleared. So
okay. This is quite tedious, isn't it?
Yeah, natural petal confetti, though, that we make here from the flower bed.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
So much for this. I'm going to get that leaf blower, Julie. You can Are have you? A go with the leaf blower.
Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was hoping you were going to ask me that. I need to try out that leaf blower.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I don't think I am. What?
Would you like glasses? I don't bother with the glasses.
Okay,
but I'll give them to you once you've got this on. It's quite heavy.
Okay. It looks
come
very heavy.
Come
okay.
Come on, this okay. side of the,
okay. Oh my gosh.
The blower.
Oh my gosh. Sammy, I did not expect this when I was coming for a visit. This is heavy.
Okay. Should we pop the glasses
yeah,
on?
Yeah, put glasses on.
Okay. Well, you look so fabulous.
I know. I mean, this is going to be a new look for me.
We need to try and start this. If this starts, winner, winner. If okay. not, we'll be shouting for some okay. support and help.
Look,
hang on.
I feel like a transformer in this.
Rule the world.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This might never stop.
Okay, keep going.
Like Neil was earlier pumping, giving me a bit of
I'm gonna
action.
I'm going to try this. Here we go.
Right,
okay, pump it in.
Ready. Okay. Come on. Chrissy, you're the detective. It will start. It will. Oh, my goodness me.
Chrissy enthusiastically steps in.
Ready?
Yeah.
Braced? Yep.
Then producer Victoria gets all fired up.
Okay, Neil.
Neil! Can this go in the behind the scenes, please?
But when girl power falters, Sammy calls in reinforcements. And with Ted, Sammy's father triumphant, it's full throttle ahead.
amazing. Well done. That was way quicker. Definitely.
That was so fun. I felt like, you know, a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, too right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God,
it was so exhilarating, but it's like the vibration. I'm a bit sort of like right now.
Amazing. Well, thank you enormously. Oh, job done.
Anytime. This is what I love to do. Yeah, do you know what I mean? I pop in for an overnight stay and you put me hard to work.
Well, the leaves blow. It's autumn, isn't it? So the leaves will be coming off the trees anytime. So yeah, come back in about a month.
And dare I say that it's like warm here in England?
I know, warm in Cornwall. You see, it's Cornwall, isn't it?
It's Cornwall.
Summer
it's,
sunshine, so yeah. Thanks for bringing the southern channel and everything, but we're done. So that's good.
We're done.
And
right.
We're done. Sorted.
So glad I could help out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like...
glass of water?
Yeah, a glass of water. Right, should that's I bring this water. Back? Oh my yeah, goodness, it's like a monster. Yeah. No, I've got it.
Got the
we're
beast.
Friends now. We're friends now. We're friends now.
Should I grab one side?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Okay, wait. Hold on.
I got this. Right, we're sorted. It's a bit of a beast, isn't it?
It is a bit of a beast. But it works. It gets the job done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So come on through.
Very.
The bookcase, the drawing room is through there, but we'll show you all of this later. Come on through. If you don't mind, shoes off.
Of course.
Ridiculous beige carpet. Whose idea was that?
We have the same rule. We have the same rule.
Yeah, that's shoes wonderful. Off is always good. Can I take this for you?
No, I've got
are
it.
You sure?
I promise you. All right. So how many bedrooms are there here?
We have 11 bedrooms. So one downstairs on the ground floor, 8 double ensuite bedrooms on this level, and then 2 up in the turrets. The castle turrets.
In the turrets. They must be very popular. I mean, I want to sleep in a turret.
Well, you're very welcome. But instead, I've given you the chorusing bedroom. Okay. So this is one of my favorites.
Oh, and you've given me such great views.
It's a goodie, isn't
Look
it?
At this.
Yeah, down it's over the river.
Incredible. You know, you are running this now.
Yes. Quite daunting.
Right.
And sometimes brilliantly.
But I've only been here for like...
dreadfully.
But I've only been here for like a nanosecond. Yeah. And you're on the go all the time. Is this what it's like most days?
Yes, but I think it's probably the same for you guys, isn't it?
There's always something.
So it's always... You have a plan for the day. I try and have a plan for the week. And... quite often I still haven't turned my laptop on and it's 3:10 and it's time to go and collect the children from school. So it's a bit of a juggle, but I think that's the same in every house like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there's lots going on.
Yeah, every house, but this is a castle.
It's got a couple of turrets. But yeah, I'm going to throw the sheet at you and let's get this done. And then we can get you a comfy bed for this evening. Can you go around the other side?
Yeah. I mean, are you like an expert at making beds?
I pretend to be when I need to be. Down there.
Okay. What about the corners? How are you?
Are you any good at hospital corners? Let's just do this one first.
Hospital corners.
Do you know a hospital corner? Right.
So no. Then,
okay, I'll show you. So down underneath, pull it underneath and tight.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah.
Now get this bit that's all drapey down here.
Yeah.
And go like that.
Okay. Go like that's that.
It. Yeah. And then tuck what's dangling underneath.
Okay.
That's it. And then bring the bit that was foldy up here.
Yeah.
Down, and then you've got a nice tight corner.
Since the 19th century, nurses would use this method to make beds for their patients.
Okay.
I think we both need practice. I haven't done one for a while.
So
Pentilly was a maternity hospital in the Second World War. So we quite like our hospital corners. We take it all back to when there was ladies having their babies here during the war, which is quite fantastic.
And why was it? Why did it become a maternity hospital?
Well, we're just 20 minutes from Plymouth, so down the river, and then the Blitz. And the Alexandra Nursing Home in Plymouth was, you know, one of the places that might be attacked or suffer under a bomb threat. So the Pentilly and another house the other side of the river in Devon were both requisitioned as maternity hospitals. So Pentilly was a maternity ward.
Sort of all during the Second World War, actually. We haven't done very well at this end.
No, I haven't. I'm just going to kind of watch you again. So under.
Yeah.
And then bring this bit that's all dangly. So you've got some to dangle, the side bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's going on over there. Tuck that bit under and then the side bit.
Okay, yeah. And then the side bit. Okay.
Housekeeping are going to laugh at me. They're going to say, oh, Sammy,
that's great. No, they're going to look at my side and they're going to be like, she is rubbish.
Well, between us, we both could do a bit more practice, couldn't we?
I mean, I could. I don't think you need a bit more practice,
but
this is...
there we are. We're sort of
okay, practicing. I'm happy. Let's do that.
Tuck it under.
I'll have to bring this back to Mapperton. Hospital corners.
There we are. That's quite nice, isn't it?
It's nice. I'm happy
to sleep
on this. I'm very excited to
sleep on this. Perfect. And that's duvets, which always are hilarious when we get lost in a duvet, but...
Oh, dear.
No, you're good. That one.
Okay, here, with my hand.
Grab.
And then pull it through.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
Genius. There we are. Done. Look. You're going to have such an uncomfortable night's sleep.
This is brilliant.
It was really comfy, except one side of the bed didn't have any cover.
In my own bed.
What was amazing, when we first came here to Pentilly, we invited some babies and some mums to come and have tea. And this one lady arrived, and she had rode here from Plymouth when she was in labour. Which is quite impressive.
She rode up the river in labour to get to Pentilly during the war.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
And she came back to visit.
She came back to visit, with her son, which was wonderful and amazing.
With so that was the son that was born here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But then the castle was three quarters bigger. I forgot to say that bit. That was pretty important because there's not that many reasons. You know, 8 bedrooms probably isn't enough for a whole maternity hospital. But the castle was three quarters bigger. So the courtyard you arrived in was a central courtyard. And so that there was another wing out there and another wing out there. But it was all knocked down in the 60s. So we're left with, I suppose, a third of what was here.
It's all
but
right.
You can have that one.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Oh. Yeah, I like a little
zhuzh. A little
zhuzh. There we are.
Perfect.
Over the past 50 years, Pentilly has undergone some dramatic changes, but since the family inherited the castle in 2007, they have transformed it into the most magical and tranquil place to stay.
You've done a lot to this castle, is that right?
I think we have done quite a lot to this castle. It was a very sort of dead space, perfectly livable in.
Right.
But it was a very, just a dead space, very, just needed some life and some love. But I kind of knew what I wanted, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
And I sort of knew what, I didn't want wallpapers and all that sort of thing. I just wanted it as plain as possible because actually at that stage we didn't even know what we were going to do with the whole house. Was it going to be a livable prospect? quickly became obvious that it wasn't. And so then what we were going to do, if you've got the general public in and lots of parties going on, there's no point in having wallpaper, which has got to be redone.
Yes.
After every wedding. And so it was paint, and I knew the sort of colours I wanted.
Yeah, it's very, it's a clean, welcoming colour.
Good.
Yeah, so I really like that. So you've then taken, obviously not here, but you've taken all of pretty much kind of the shell of the castle, if you like, and the interiors.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Certainly from this point on. But this is actually one of my most favourite bits.
Right here.
Yeah. This is my military wall, what I call my military wall, because all Ted's relations, this is Geoffrey Coruscant, his first cousin, who he inherited Pentilly from.
Ah.
He was actually the second son. The eldest son was killed in El Alamein, and then Geoffrey inherited as the second son.
Okay.
And then he came here to run the house, and they ran, had a very lovely life, but not a great deal. I mean, they had chefs and cooks and things, and they had no children, and
right.
they then just lived here. But it was very sterile, is the only way I can describe it. Hugely sterile. But
right.
anyway, so we then had to make it a sort of livable home, even if you're coming here as a paying guest.
Yes.
But one of my most favourite things is the guests who are not the paying guests, who are the military veterans, who we have here twice a year. And they come and stay for a week. They either have, they can do exactly what they want. They can have yoga and meditation. They can do clay pigeon shooting. They can canoe. They can paddleboard. They can paint. Because
yeah.
they suddenly find that since they become veterans, they're now able to develop these amazing talents, which maybe they didn't know they had.
Listening to Sarah, I'm realizing what a special place Pentilly is and how much these walls have to tell.
This is the most amazing bit, I think, really, of Pentilly, because it was done by the plasterer who was working on the house, and he was in the house, and it was Poppy Day 2008. My son was in Afghanistan as well, so it was a pretty poignant day. And when we'd had our 2 minute silence, I came back in here and I found him just slashing this into the raw. This
the
was
plaster,
all raw
plaster.
Into, yeah, because this was all just newly plastered. And
yeah.
the tears streaming down his face. And he was broken.
Oh,
he was absolutely blessed. But coming, all his horrors coming back from his service in Bosnia and Croatia, it's
and you,
completely marvellous. And I said, I want that to remain. And he said, no, no, no. I said, yes, yes, yes. And he said, yeah, I didn't even spell Afghan right. And I said, I just...
Because he was in a moment of
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter. And I love it. And that's really what... That's what Pentilly is about. To me, it's part of the thing that it gives out for sort of healing.
Sarah takes me across the estate to a very special place which the veterans have uncovered for the first time in 70 years. On a sunny hillside, the Victorian walled kitchen garden is being brought back to life. In the 1950s, it took 5 gardeners to tend the 2.5-acre garden to produce fruit and vegetables for the castle. But today, it's a place where nature is giving so much more.
And here you have the beginnings of the great sanctuary of the kitchen garden. And all the sort of things that we've been doing with the boys is that some of them didn't want to grow veggies, but they
right.
wanted to expose all the old cobbles, which haven't been exposed for years and years and years, because all along here was junk and filth and muck, and I can't even call it compost, but rubbish that had just been stuck there for, well, the last 70 years, I suppose.
So they come here, and this is just one element within sort of the castle that they, and the grounds that they can come to, and it's...
This is where they are, this is safe.
Yeah.
They're totally safe. When I say they're safe, they just feel secure.
Yes.
There's always somebody with them in case there's a bit of a meltdown that goes on. You never know what that sudden peace brings on.
Of course.
They just do whatever they would like to do, whether it's grow the seeds or whether it's grow the weeds or learn how to take little cuttings or to make it look better. As in the sort of potting shed there, which they've uncovered wonderful old tools and the swallows in and out, so wonderful.
So this is really a place that they feel, the war heroes really feel that they can come and just be, they can do if they need to do something and they feel they want to, but they also can just
feel safe.
They can feel, I think the main thing is that they feel safe. They haven't got to worry if somebody's coming behind them or anything like that. And they can have their cup of tea, they can weed, they can plant, they can just sit. And just the other day we had a lovely barbecue. We're hoping to be able to expand it, to be able to do either more days or definitely more veterans, because right. As you can see, it's needing a lot of hands to hold this under control. But they have done an amazing job. It was like fighting through a jungle when we started.
Well, no, I mean, it's a vast kitchen garden. I mean, this is vast. And I've also, you know, I've spotted a couple of peacock.
Oh yes.
Is that right?
We've got seven peacocks and
seven peacocks.
Consequently, everything's sort of barricaded against them. Peacock damage, because they'll eat absolutely everything, and we even found them getting in the greenhouse eating the grapes off the vine.
But I suspect that the veterans must like that, coming here, having a cup of tea and being surrounded by peacocks. Oh my goodness.
Next time on American Viscountess at Pentilly Castle, I step into another world with Ted.
We found that there's a vault underneath here, which is completely sealed. About here, there's the remains of a chair with a body.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's just sitting there waiting.
What? You saw him? What? So he did really do that?
Bigger than you.
Okay, so these...
And when Sammy and I go foraging for sloes, I face up to my greatest fear.
Do you think they're thirsty? They just want some sloe gin, don't they, really?
Or they want me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.